Nadine.
Hi there.
Ah, this thing does work.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
So just to let you know, it's going. You know what I mean? The Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Etienne. Anyways, I'm doing a podcast show with Nadine, with my friend Nadine. Nadine, how you say your last name? I don't know. Shweri. That's different. What is that?
Middle Eastern. My father's from Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just to get right into it, I was supposed to do this with Jackie, but Jackie's not feeling well. So you know what? I figured, you know what? I'll do it with you. And then tomorrow I'll hit her up. We can do it. It could be like a three-part series or some shit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? All right, so you said something very interesting to me. And you said that you feel as if people should not be on dating apps during the quarantine. So tell me more about that. Matter of fact, let me just give a little background to the story. So I saw Nadine on her Instagram, had like screenshotted how she was deleting one of her apps. One of the dating apps, and then I had told her, and I forget what you wrote on the caption, but then I remember I responded to it and I said, "Yo," I was like, "Hey, I had deleting my dating apps months ago, and that you know, and that I've been at peace."
Mm-hmm.
And then you had said a few things like, you know, you didn't want to be somebody's like pastime, or I'll let you say that, so go ahead.
Well, a whole sidetrack story. The whole reason I decided to delete it was not just because, you know, I'm realizing that it wasn't the right time to be on a dating app through the virus concerns, but there was a whole other side conversation on there about, hey, when you see someone that you know on an app, out of respect, are you supposed to swipe right or do you just swipe left? Whether, you know, just to keep your private business private. So that's a whole other conversation for a different time. But, you know, the reason I started saying that for me, it made sense to delete the app during the virus was for several different reasons. The first one was people are bored. People are bored and lonely right now. And you know what? If people are going to be scrolling left and right on a dating app out of pure boredom, the same way they'd play Angry Birds while they're on the toilet in the morning, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person where someone's toying with my well-being or emotions out of pure boredom. That's not where I want to be right now. And I wasn't afraid that I was doing it that way, but I feel like other people would be and are. You know, when you talk to people on a dating app, you know, it's 50-50. Either people are bored and lonely and looking for someone to talk to and confide in and build this emotional connection with, or they're just down to fuck and they want to still meet up in the middle of a quarantine and have sex. So right there, based on your comfort level, if you don't feel comfortable meeting people, like I can't meet people right now in the middle of, you know, being a nurse and working with the elderly. So if you're telling me you don't care about all this shit and you want to meet up anyways, you know, that's a deal breaker for me right there. I'm all done with you. So, you know, when it comes down to, I don't want to be someone's bored and lonely toy. The other thing for me, when I date in a non-virus world, I need to meet someone sooner rather than later. I don't want a pen pal. I don't want to build an emotional relationship and a trust and talk about the coulda, woulda, shoulda with someone and then meet them and realize you have no vibes with this person and no chemistry. Because if they were emotionally dependent on that correspondence that could have gone on for weeks, months, they're going to be extremely dissatisfied when I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. And I don't want to be labeled as a player because I'm not. It's just that's, I'm not going to force something. If it doesn't vibe well and not organic, I don't want to be in that situation. So why am I going to build it up for the next 6 or 8 weeks on online to meet you and find out we don't vibe? All of that time is wasted. And I don't look at it as wasted. I like talking to people. They're going to look at it like I wasted their time.
Now, do you feel as if like, so, okay, so you said, you know, that they're going to look at it like, you know, they'll look at it like you wasted their time. But, all right, so here's, so I had spoke to two other people about this. One person was like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go on the podcast. People, I don't know why they can't talk. Anyways, whatever. So she said that, yo, this is the best time to be on a dating app. And I'm like, okay, you know, how and why? And she said, you know, because, well, she kind of proved your point as far as by saying, you know, oh, this is the best time to, you know, to talk to people and, you know, to like, to, you know, get to know them, as long as you let those people know that, hey, all this is just, you know, me just wanting to have somebody to talk to, just wanting to have conversation, that there's, it's not going to be anything more than that. So what do you think about that?
I deal with people who need me all along. That's my full-time job. I think that people are more vulnerable than ever during this pandemic. And I think that's awesome. If they can find someone to talk to through a dating site in the middle of this virus. That's not what I'm interested in. I personally don't want any other people in my life right now, strangers, by the way, where they're telling me why they're worried, why they're scared, why they're bored, why they're lonely, what they want, what they need. I don't give a shit. I can't deal with that right now. I deal with people all day, two different jobs, being a nurse and an operator and a caregiver, trying to keep this virus out of their lives. I don't want that type of vulnerable, needy person. I don't need that. That's not what a dating site is for me. A dating site is to date. And if we can't date right now, guess what? I shouldn't be on it. Because even if it's to build something with someone and build it up, it's going to be my luck that I meet that person and there's no vibe. And that's going to be very disappointing on both ends.
True. Very good point, you know, on that part. Because I even said to this person, right, I was like, yo, so why do you need to go onto a dating app to find somebody to speak to, you know, during this quarantine? Don't you have friends? This one particular person was like, no, I don't have friends because I'm not from out here. You know what I mean? I'm from, you know, New York. I've only lived out here, I think it was like a year or something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, there's, why don't you go on Facebook? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Go on Facebook and find somebody to talk to. And I think the answer to that, I forget what the answer to that was, but I know it was not an answer that I was like, oh, okay, I understand. I still looked at it like, why do you still need to go on a dating app? That's what it's for. It's for dating. That's what, you know, that's what they're not getting. I'm like, yo, it's a dating app. You're going on there to find someone that you want to date, to eventually you're looking for that, you know, quote and unquote special someone. Mm-hmm. But you're using it as, oh, I'm just going to go on there just so, you know, I just want to kill time and just find somebody to talk to. And I'm like, well, that's not, everybody's on the same page as you. You know what I mean? With that. And she came back around and said the same thing. Like, well, as long as you let people know, like, hey, I'm just on here to just have conversation during this quarantine. It's not going to be anything, you know, more than that. Unfortunately, not everybody gets that. You can tell somebody, and I know especially with men, you could tell a man that
And he'll be like, all right, cool. You know, that's what's up. Eventually, he talks to you long enough, he's either gonna, I don't know, maybe develop some feelings or think it's more, you know, it's more than it is.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, think of, first of all, I think being clear with your intentions is important in all relationships. I mean, I talked about this offline last week. And if your intentions are emotionally build a relationship with someone online until, whether it's days, weeks, or months later, you can meet, that's fine. As long as the other person has the same intentions. But hear me out with this one. How many women do you think would be bitching and complaining that they built up this emotional rapport through a dating app for the next 6 or 8 weeks? And then as soon as we're all allowed to go back to normal, they start whining, well, this guy doesn't answer me back as quickly anymore. He's not around anymore. He doesn't respond to my messages anymore. That means his intentions were out of boredom. Do you really want to be in that situation? I don't. I know for a fact that's what's already happening, because you wouldn't believe. I mean, I was married twice. We talked about that. And I was also in a very long relationship between my two marriages. So basically, I was single from 2012 until about 2015. And then I've been single again for the past year. I have men coming out of the woodwork from even back in 2012 through this virus concern. You can't tell me that's out of anything except boredom and loneliness.
Absolutely.
So you put yourself online. Some women want to build something from the ground up, and that's awesome. They don't care how good the sex is. They don't care how good the vibe is. They don't have a little criteria list of things that they want on their wish list for a man. It's more about the emotional connection. And if that's the case, now is the perfect time to be on a dating site for you. But I have a house. I have kids. I've been married twice before. I quite honestly don't need any of that. I don't want any of that right now in my life. So for me, it's about good vibes, not just emotionally. It's physically who I spend my physical time with, sexually who I spend my time with. And those are all things that you don't know until you meet someone. It could be for a 15-minute cup of coffee for all I care, but we can't do that right now. So for me, it doesn't make sense to date right now.
That's true. Two things that I wanted to, bring up that you said. One of them is, so I have a friend and she lives on these dating apps and she's always constantly telling me about the different guys that she meets on there. So she told me one story. This was probably a month ago, maybe like a few 3 weeks ago, some shit like that. But she meets this guy. So now this guy is like, yo, let's meet up. And she's like, no, like we can't meet up because of the quarantine. And he's like, he's trying to be kind of pushy and trying to be persistent about it. Like, come on, like trying to convince her, like, we could just meet up. We don't have to, Like we don't have to like touch hands or anything like that. And she was just like, no, because, I'm trying to follow the whole quarantine rules, six feet apart and stuff. And then she said, cause I guess they had changed the exchange IG information. Mm-hmm. And then she said like the next day or that either later on that day or the next day, she goes on his IG. And he was posting videos of him at a baby shower. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? But then again, we see that all the time, people not following the whole quarantine. But that's a whole other thing. I don't want to get off topic. But
I do want to say that how people are handling themselves during quarantine is technically, I feel like it is like a new dating criteria. It's almost like, are you religious or not? Are you a Democrat or a Republican? Are you a quarantine follower or you a quarantine rule breaker? Those are honestly turning into deal breakers for people in the dating world. If, you know, people can find it very unattractive or ignorant if you're not following the guidelines, where people who don't believe in the guidelines, like most people living in Florida, they're not attracted to people like me who do believe in the guidelines, you know? So this is a very, it's turning into a political thing. So just like you see people on dating sites that say no Trump supporters, please, or no Democrats, please, the how you handle yourself and your actions and how you feel about the virus is just as important or just as much of a deal breaker right now in the dating world as it is to those spiritual or political questions.
Now, do you think that, because you know how you said the way people handle the whole quarantine could be a deal breaker. So like, you know, so okay, I'm gonna ask you, for example, right? So like, let's say you still were on the dating app. Let's just say you still were and you were talking to like guys or a guy, and you saw that he's not following the quarantine guidelines. How is that a deal breaker for you? Is that a deal breaker for you? Because in your mind, you're saying, hey, if he can't follow something as simple as, you know, the quarantine, that just lets me know he's hard-headed, he doesn't like to follow rules, so this could be a red flag? Or are you looking at it more like, you know what, he doesn't follow the, you know, quarantine guidelines, so far that I know, he can catch it and then later on give it to me?
Yeah, well, I think it's like both. You know, I put myself in a situation with someone who blatantly isn't following the guidelines. If someone posted themselves, you know, on a run or a walk, I posted myself on a run yesterday without a mask. I live on a street where two vehicles passed me in 2 miles, and nobody lives on my street. My street it's not a cut through. It's almost like a dead end. So, I mean, for me, that's fine. No, you know, no one would know that, you know, on Instagram. You know, that's that becomes judgy. But what I'm saying, I wouldn't go meet 7 different people 7 different days this week for a different cup of coffee every day that I met on a dating app, because that puts myself in a position where I'm now exposed to 7 different strangers. But if I see someone on their Instagram and they're running it without a mask, I'm not going to hold that against them. But if I see some people saying, you know, you're taking away my rights, and they're protesting in the middle of Boston with 40 other people not wearing masks as an anti-quarantine campaign, I'm sorry, that's not my kind of person. Whether that's, I look at it as ignorance, whether I look at it as you poor soul and your knowledge deficit, I don't know how I would look at it, but I know for me, that's not someone I'm going to ever be vibing with. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. That really does. You know what I mean? With me, I would say if I was still, you know, on any of those dating apps, and then I saw that like a specific woman doesn't follow the quarantine guidelines, I would look at it like she's hard-headed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's hard-headed, and this is the shit that I'm going to have to, if I were to get involved with her, you know what I mean? This is a red flag. This is the shit that I'm going to have to, you know, to deal with later on. You know what I mean? Like she's hard-headed, which means if she's not going to listen to,
government guidelines.
Exactly. A government rule. What makes you think she's going to listen to me?
Yeah.
I don't need it. That's a headache that I don't want to deal with.
Well, let me tell you this. So it's been a while for me since I've connected with anyone on this level. Long time. So if this goes on for a few more months, you know, at that point, you almost wish you had coronavirus, because then you get over it in 2 weeks and you can have sex, not worry about things.
But, yeah.
You know, if I stay corona free and this goes on for more and more months, you better believe I'll start second guessing my own personal convictions here. And I might be like, damn, you know, if that person's pretty isolated and I vibe with them well, and, you know, you know, we could start a friends with benefit relationship if they stay out of the public and I stay out of the public to the maximum. You know, I'm going to start breaking my own rules in my head just to have sex, because eventually people are going to start thinking that way. You know, I work with seniors and they're very scared about this, and they should be very scared about this. And, you know, I was hosting an educational thing with them today on Zoom, and I'm doing a virus talk with them on Tuesday. And, you know, one of the analogies I keep giving to one of my coworkers, and they hate this analogy, but I do think I'm going to use it on my presentation next week. Think about if I, as a woman, said to my doctor, yo, I can't get pregnant again. Tell me what I need to do. I can't get pregnant and I never want to have an STD in my life. What is the best thing I can do, doc? Guess what that doctor is going to say to me?
Don't have sex.
The best thing you can do is abstain from sex.
Yep.
How realistic is that, right? That's why we end up talking about birth control methods and the percentage of effectiveness. It's the same thing with this virus. If you want to make sure you don't get this virus, don't ever leave your house. It's that simple. Don't leave your house. Don't go get coffee. Don't go to the ATM. Don't touch your mail. Don't leave your house. It's unrealistic. So as long as you're being mindful, you know, what we're doing, especially if you're being hyper-vigilant about it, it's only sustainable for so long. For how long can we really just go to work as an essential employee and back home into the supermarket every 7 to 10 days?
Yeah.
That's when we're going to start. So I'm not trying to be in a position where I'm judging people for being more laxed, because I'm going to come off like a hypocrite in 2 months when I'm starting to plan and strategize how to get laid, you know, and, you know, cause it's been too long and you can't live your life like that. But the only way to prevent yourself from getting this virus is to go nowhere. And it's unrealistic. So as long as you're being mindful and doing your best to minimize your risk and the risk of others, that's awesome. By not wearing a mask when you could be carrying it and protesting in the middle of Boston, you're a fucking idiot. In my
opinion. Yep. I agree. You know what I mean? So when I was having this conversation about the whole, you know, dating app and all that stuff, and then I started talking about, you know, what you were saying about, like, you know what, how long do you think people are going to be able to, you know, like, deal with this? And I forget how the conversation went, but I know I was asked, like, you know, like, what about you, Jeff? I go, what about me? I go, I'll tell you this much. If I was on the dating app, and, like, let's say a month from now, all right, a woman was like, we should meet up. Of course, I would grill her, like, okay, so what have you been doing to follow the guidelines? And you know, and I would tell them, like, I'll tell you right now, with me, you don't got to worry about none of that with me, because I don't leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't leave my house. The only time I can count on one hand how many times I've left my house since the day that the quarantine, you know, hit. And FYI, I was quarantined before the governor or whatever put out the whole stay at home thing, because, you know, not to get off track, quick thing was, you know, my job is, you know, is a referee. So it was high school basketball season. High school basketball had ended at the beginning of March. So then it was, all right, well, the next sport that I'm going to officiate is lacrosse, high school lacrosse. That starts April 6th, I remember. So now this is the first week of April. So now I said, okay, cool. You know what? I have a little over a month to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm going to do? I go, I'm just going to chill. I'm going to relax, because if anybody who knows me will tell you, all Jeff does is work. All he does is he officiates games 7 days a week from anywhere from 2 p.m., 3 p.m. until 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So, and then when I'm not doing, and then, you know, and then in between that or after that, I go to the gym. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take this time you know, for myself, recharge my batteries, get my body right, all these little injuries that I have that I'm going to, like, you know, let them heal from. Plus, I was playing in the basketball league. So I had already quarantined myself before all this hit. So I think it was, what, the second week of March when, second week of March when all the pandemic hit. Everybody needs to stay at home. I'm like, well, I've been home already. So I would tell that, you know, that female, I'm like, hey, listen, you don't got to worry about me. I don't go out. I can count on one hand how many times I've been out, and the only reason why I've been out is to go to the corner store that's, you know, around the corner for me, because I run out of milk, because I drink milk like it's running out. You know, I drink it regular out of a cup, or I use it for, I love cereal. So I like eating cereal in the morning. And I like sometimes eating cereal before I go to bed, and I use it for my protein shake. So I'm always going to the store getting milk, juice, and snacks. But I'm very mindful when I do that. You know, I have my skull cap on. I got my face mask. I got my hoodie on. I got gloves on. And then when I get home and take everything out of the bags, I toss the bags out, and I go and scrub my hands.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So there's the difference. Whereas you got other people who, you know, besides going to work, they're doing other stupid things and, like, getting together, you know, with friends. Yeah. What I've been saying is, I just think people, actually, you know what? We're going to get off topic with the whole being quarantined. I'm going to try to stay on topic with the whole, you know, dating apps. But my next question to you is, ever since you've been off of these dating apps, how have you felt? How have you felt? How has your life been? Do you plan on going back, or all that?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that I, you know, stopped tinkering on dating apps and I've installed Solitaire on my phone. Ironically, I've changed dating apps to Solitaire. But you know, again, I'm just trying to channel things more purposefully. I'm picking up more at my second job. It's an opportunity. Why not take the money? I don't have a social life right now. I've been getting out every day for a mile walk in the morning, 1.5 miles in the morning, and trying to do more like a 2 mile run at night, and yoga, and journaling more. So, you know what? I think I said this to you, Jeff. I think 2019 was such a shit show for so many people that we were so ready for 2020. We didn't properly heal from 2019. We just wanted to jump right into it and forget about it.
Yep.
I think that the silver lining with this virus is we have nothing to do except stare the reality of the shit we tried to run from straight in the face. So whatever that shit is, you need to reflect on it, to learn from it. You need to come to peace with everything you were running away from, because you have nothing else to do right now, and no excuse. So whether that's journal, whether that's take care of yourself, whether that's pick up the phone and say your piece to someone that you've been riffing with, whatever it is, this is the time to do it.
So agree. Now, I don't know if you've heard, like, you know, my other, you know, podcasts in the past. Like, I would say, like, the last maybe two or three podcasts, that's what I've been talking about with the quarantine. It's allowed me to just do nothing but find myself, change my ways, come to terms with the mistakes I've done, you know, in the past, you know, writing my wrongs. And this quarantine has allowed me to do that, because before that, it didn't allow me to do it. Meaning, before we had this quarantine, I was just so buried with my busy everyday life that I didn't have no time to actually sit back and think about the mistakes I've made, the wrongdoings, and how I'm going to change first as a human being, and then as a man. You know what I mean? I didn't have that time, because with me, it was always the moment I woke up in the morning, it would literally be alarm goes off, ready, set, go. You know what I mean? It was literally get out of bed, go eat something, shower, brush your teeth, get dressed, you're out the door, work, and then that's it. So this quarantine, like you said, it's allowed me to I had no choice but to just stare a lot of things, you know, in the face.
Yep.
So
that's the thing.
So when all this is said and done, you know what I mean, I'm going to be that much, I'm not gonna be perfect, because there ain't no such thing as that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I can strive for perfection. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like, you know what, I'm not gonna reach perfection because there's no such thing as perfection. But how about I pretend? You know what I mean? Because then it lets me, so that way I can shoot, like they say, shoot for the stars. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna reach the stars, but shoot for it.
Well,
so go ahead. I'm
one of those people that has pretty shitty self-esteem and doesn't believe in perfection anyways. So what I want to get out of this is being more at peace with myself. That's it. It might not be better. It might not be perfect, but I will at least be more at peace with myself.
Now, actually, that's going to be a different topic. You know what I mean? Because I was trying to actually make this podcast two topics. And one topic, you know, we were going to talk about, you know, the quarantine in the app, you know, like being on the app during quarantine. And the other one was going to be about, because I've gotten, you know, a few people wanted to, you know, talk about like, you know, marriage. And I had, you know, I was going to have you talk about it because, you know, you've been married twice. Then my other friend, Jackie, was supposed to be on it today. He'll probably be on it tomorrow. She was married for 20 years and then she got divorced. And then I had my brother and his wife who they've been, quote unquote, happily married for, I think, going on 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So I was going to have y'all on the, have the episodes of basically, you know, talking about your marriage experiences. But you know what? We're going to save that for another day. You know what I mean? Because I don't want this, because what I've learned about adults, I've learned that adults' attention span are worse than 2-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. I think, what do you usually run at? 30 minutes or 32 right now?
I've been running it from anywhere between 28 to about 32, 35 minutes, even though my last episode ran to like, I think over 45 minutes. It might've been 54, but that was because I did it horribly. You know what I mean? I did not know that you can do it the way where you and I are doing it now. Send you a link and then boom, you're on the podcast. I did it where I was having a conversation with my cousin and my friend Jackie. I had the phone on speaker and I put my digital voice recorder next to the, did it like that. And then when the conversation was over, I went on Anchor, hit record and press play on the digital voice recorder. So it ran longer. So this is at 32. So, you know, people are in quarantine. So it's like, they don't have nothing else better to do. So I can just do a podcast episode like every day if I want or every other day.
Well, if you know what I mean? Could be a part of that one being 0-2. I'm happy to help.
And you know what? And that's the conversation that I wanted to talk about. You know what I mean? Not so much like, okay, Nadine's 0-2. Let's talk about that. No, it's just more about like, okay, so you were married twice, you know, and just give a background about like, you know, the marriage and possibly why you no longer married, and then if you plan on getting married again, but you know what, we'll save that for another day. So I'm gonna get Jackie's take on the whole quarantine app. You know what I mean? It may not be as long as, you know, this one. Maybe she gives her take, and her take is only 10 minutes. Then if that's the case, and it's like, all right, cool, let's jump to the next topic, yeah. And then I can just send you the same invite, and you can jump on it.
Whenever you're ready, boss.
I will probably, you know, I'm going to try and more than likely do it tomorrow. But, you know, like I said, I'll definitely keep you updated. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for doing this with me. And
these are usually the conversations I love to have with friends at a good bar and just overanalyze shit. So this was awesome. I haven't done this in a while.
That I am a sucker for good conversation. You know what I mean? And just a side note, this is one of the things that I learned about myself, that I found out about myself during this quarantine. I do not have any time for small talk. Mm-hmm. I've learned that when like people hit me up and they're like, so what's up? Hey, nothing. What's up with you? Nothing. So, what you up to? I'm in quarantine. I'm gonna let you guess what I'm up to.
No, I like
You
to
know what I'm
keep. Hi, how are you? What do you think of climate change? How do you think it's affecting us?
Yeah, see, that's one thing. But then, you know, when, and I'm like, I'll let you guess what I'm doing in quarantine. Oh, yeah, same here, same here. Okay. And then it's like a little bit of quiet. It's like, yo, come on, man. Listen, I don't got time for the small talk. Like, even though I am in quarantine, I don't want the small talk. I don't want to listen to you breathe. You don't want to hear me breathe. And if we sit here in silence, all you're going to hear is my TV in the background. So unless you have something intelligent to talk to me about, don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me. Like, I don't care if we talk about how the president's a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know what he's talking about. But talk to me about something. Don't hit me up for small talk because you're bored and you want to use me as, you know, let me see if I can call Jeff and you know, kill some time. No, it's not happening. Because like I've done to other people in the past, soon as there's that little silence, I just hang up. Yo, why'd you hang up? I'll let you guess.
Oh my
So,
God.
and I'm gonna continue to do that. I don't care. But hey, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Right, and stay off those dating apps.
I know. You too, boss. I'll talk to
All right, Dean.
you. Bye now.
I'll talk to you. All right, bye.